What do you think God the Father is really like? I guarantee he is much better as a daddy who really cares about you, much better than you think he is.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. When we walk with Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, I'm Terry Modica from Good News Ministries of GNM.org, and I'm the author of the book, 30 Days to the Father's Heart. This is 30 spiritual exercises that will bring you so close to God the Father, it's more than you can even imagine possible at this moment. And in this video, I would like to share with you some key ways of really getting to know God the Father better, because He wants you to be intimate with Him. He wants you to know Him intimately. And of course, He's infinitely bigger and better than we can imagine, because He, after all, is God. But there are many handicaps that we all deal with in understanding God the Father and how much He really, really cares, and how much He wants to be that daddy that you need Him to be. So one of the spiritual exercises in my book is something that I'm going to go through with you right now. It's differentiating God the Father as He really is from God the Father who you think He is and is not. I began to learn about this many years ago when I was struggling through feeling abandoned by God. We had put our house up on the market for sale, and the atheist down the street was selling his house overnight, practically, and we, 8 months into trying to sell the house, still hadn't sold the house. And I'm like, God, we pray, we ask you to be in charge of getting our house sold, and you know, what's going on here? By 8 months into this, I was really feeling abandoned. God didn't care. As a matter of fact, maybe if I were an atheist too, I'd sell this house quicker. I mean, that thought crossed my head. But I went to talk to a spiritual director about this, because I knew my faith was collapsing. And she told me that we project onto God what humans have been like for us. And as I was driving home from that, mulling that over, I thought about, okay, who has made me feel abandoned besides God? Has anybody made me feel abandoned? And then I remembered that a couple of years prior, I had relied on a friend when I was really sick. I had a little baby who was crawling around, and I had the flu. And if I moved to take care of this kid, if I had changed a diaper or whatever, you know, I was ready to vomit all over him. And I was really miserable. And I belonged to a prayer group where we were really committed to being in friendship with each other in such a way that we were a real community. So I called up the one friend who I knew was home, and I said, could you please pick up my son and take care of him today while I'm recovering? And she said no. And her excuse for it was really flimsy in my view, and so it really hurt me deeply, and I suffered as a consequence of you know, not getting her help, feeling abandoned by her. So as soon as I brought back this memory to my mind, I heard God the Father say, I am a true friend, capital T, capital F, true friend. And I had an instant healing. I knew that God had not abandoned me. And I spent the next month rejoicing in that. Took another month for the house to sell. But all during that time, I knew that God had not abandoned me. And I really believe that it took a month more to sell the house because God wanted me to see how healed I was. Well, that was part of my early journey in discovering who God the Father really is. And as that developed, I learned more about differentiation. Differentiation between who I thought God was and what He really is like. Now, I'm going to lead you through a spiritual exercise of learning the difference, differentiation between God the Father as He really is and God the Father as you falsely think He is. During this spiritual exercise, you could stop the video to write down the things as I share with you what I wrote down, or you can do this, of course, after the video is over. It's a fairly simple spiritual exercise, but profoundly healing. Okay, so think of the good qualities of your human father. And if you had no human father around to do this spiritual exercise with, you know, to think about, in other words, then substitute your mother in this differentiation exercise. But if you had a father around, that's what I want you to focus on right now. And let me share with you my own answers to the spiritual exercise to give you an idea how to do it. First, the good qualities of your human father. What about his fatherhood was really good, was what you needed him to be? For example, I wrote down unconditional love, protective, provider, fun vacations. I wrote that down because my dad was really good at planning fun vacations, and he took us on adventures. He took us sightseeing to places that my friends never got to see. And these adventures impacted me for the rest of my life, and it was fun. I also wrote down that he attended school events. I was in the school orchestra. I did things like as part of the school talent show. He was always there for myself and my sister and my brother whenever we did something at a special school event. Now, how this translates to God the Father, I want you to think about that. Unconditional love, of course. If you experience that from your human father, it's fairly easy to realize and believe in God the Father's unconditional love for you. Protective. I do feel protected by God. Yes, there are spiritual battles going on. Yes, there are friends who still betray me now and then. Or there's things that happen that I'm like, oh, I need more protection. But I feel like I can run to God for that protection. And even if I don't understand why bad things happen, I still know that through it all, He's protecting me, and we're going to get through this together, and it'll come out better in the end than I can imagine. You know, He turns all things into good. Blessings come from bad. Provider. When it comes to trusting God to provide when things get a little bit scary financially, or provide friendships when I'm asking for new friendships or whatever, I have no trouble believing God will provide. Not as fast as I'd like Him to, but He will provide. Fun vacations. Now, there's an aspect of God the Father. Have you ever thought about how fun God is as a daddy who cares about you? He wants to help you have good vacations that are fun. He wants you to have fun times with your friends. He's a fun guy. And my dad attended my school events. I feel like God is with me all the time, including those times when something special is happening. And I may be thinking about what I'm doing, but I know he's with me. In the back of my mind, I always feel like he's with me. Okay, so that's how I list the good qualities of my human father and how that reveals to me what God the Father is like. Now, and this is even more important, make a list of the ways that your human father let you down, disappointed you, wasn't the daddy that you needed him to be. So, for example, I wrote down that my father was not a good listener. I had a lot to share from my heart, and he didn't understand me. He didn't listen well enough, and therefore, he didn't understand me. I grew up most of my life feeling misunderstood by him. So that's two different aspects of my experience with my human father that translate, as I'll share with you soon, translate into what I think about God the Father. Okay, so I also wrote down that my father forgot about me. There was one time, for example, when he had dropped me off at the mall to go shopping, and I was a teenager. We only had one car. My mother didn't drive. And so my father took me there, and he was going to pick me up at a certain time. That time came, and I was standing there alone at the mall, and an hour went by, and he still hadn't picked me up. I don't remember how much longer, but more time went by, and he still hadn't picked me up. And it was because he got so wrapped up in his work and what he was doing, he totally forgot about me. It was when he came home from the office that he remembered that he had forgotten me. And he never really apologized for it. And that brings me to another one of the things I wrote down. He was self-centered. He was so focused on his own things that I felt forgotten whenever he was involved in his own things, which, you know, he was very self-involved. I also wrote down that he is cold. He was cold. My father has since passed away. But he was cold. His hugs were cold, if he hugged me at all. And he felt distant to me. He was not intimate with me. I never felt like I could have a friendship with him. He was, even when we were adults. And so these things are, you know, they translate into false ideas of what God the Father is. I had to differentiate all of these things and say, God the Father's not like that. Like, for example, not a good listener? Oh, yeah. God listens all the time. So on your list of all the things that your father, your human father did that was a disappointment to you, was something that was, you know, not what you needed him to be, next to each one of those things on the list, you write the opposite. So not good listener, the opposite was good listener. That's a description of who God the Father is. Didn't understand me? He understands me always. That's the opposite. That's who God the Father is. He forgot about me. God the Father never forgets. He was cold. God the Father is warm. God the Father is somebody who I can snuggle with. You know, I can climb up onto his lap as I visualize it in prayer. And I feel his warmth, his friendly, warm, fatherly arms around me, protecting me and caring about me. And, you know, I can be going through something miserable and easily visualize, now that I've gone through this healing process, I can easily visualize him holding me warmly, caringly. And friendship, yeah, he's a friend. I can confide in him. I can count on him to be a good friend. And self-centered, the opposite of that is other-centered. God is centered on me. He's my doting daddy. He dotes on me. He dotes on you. He cares so much about you, intimately, about everything going on in your life. And he is working a plan for good in everything, and you can trust him in that. So go through this healing process, and you'll get to know God the Father a whole lot more. And if you want to order my book, 30 Days to the Father's Heart, go to 30daystothefathersheart.com, and you can find out how to do that. God bless you.